You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
So the question is, what does exactly mean that a person that brings the sacrifice? So that's obvious, it goes without saying. Why is it mentioned Adam?
An angel
also, but that's true, that Yehudi is called Adam and not an angel. But anyway, so that makes it more complicated, because they can bring a korban too. For a non-Jew, it's permitted to bring a korban.
That means he has to repent before he brings the korbanot.
Yeah, that goes without saying, obviously. Yeah. Yes. But what Adam presents, so we have a message in Masechet Berachot Daf Yud. That is brought the pasuk in 19th chapter of the Sefer Vayikra, Lo tochelu al hadam. You heard about this?
Yeah.
You know what that means?
Lo
tochelu al hadam. So Gemara says this pasuk that simply means you should not eat blood, lo techelu al hadam. What does that mean? Gemara says that this means lo techelu kodem shitpelu al dimchem. You cannot eat before you pray for the sake of your blood. So it seems like that human being has something related to blood. You know, what's the difference between blood and human being? Because here, it sounds like that Gemara says that human being has some type of connection to the blood. Is that true?
Yeah.
Nefesh. How much of blood a body needs to go on? How many?
60
liters. The Gemara says only 86 ounces.
What, 86 ounces?
Yeah, if you have 86 ounces, don't try it, but that's what the Gemara says. 86. 3 ounces, I'm sorry. 3 ounces, 86 gram. Right, if you have
That's not normal, sir.
I'm sorry? Yeah, that you can, I mean, go on. I don't know if you can, I mean, not you, but you can make it to the mincha, but that would be good enough. Yeah. So now here, the difference between dam and adam, it's only aleph. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yes? Yeah. So if you attach the aleph to dam, you get
adam.
So you have dam, blood, and then you add aleph, it becomes
Adam.
Beautiful. So now what's the connection that Aleph, when it attaches to blood, becomes Adam?
But to you don't add Aleph, so.
Yeah, it has a Bab also. Yeah, that's true.
It's very high with the Shah.
That's very high. Yeah, that's right. So what does Aleph represent?
Hashem.
Beautiful. Very nice. So here, Harav Noam Megadim, this is a very beautiful thing. Back to our pasuk after Sefer Vayikra, it says, Adam ki yaqdib mikem korban la Hashem. So Harav says, exactly what the Gemara says, that before you come and attach yourself to Ribono Shel Olam, that means through the tefillah, so then you cannot eat. Why? Because that means, as the Gemara says, Oti hishlachta acharei gavecha. Meaning, you're thinking about yourself, you're eating. So, Hashem says, you threw me behind your back. The Gemara says, don't read it as gavecha. Gav means back. Ge'echa means ego. It's very similar. So that means because of the ego that you have, you want to satisfy yourself, and then you threw me behind you. So now, Harav says, when the Pasuk says, Adam ki yakriv mikem korban la Hashem, means that by you bring yourself korban, that is karev, that means close to Hashem. So that means when you attach yourself to Hashem, so then you have the status of Adam. So he reads it like this. Adam, when is this Adam? When you bring yourself attached to Hashem. So that's what the Gemara says. Lo tochelu al hadam. That means you're Adam. So when you become Adam, when you attach yourself to Ribono Shel Olam with the tefillah. Rabbeinu Ben Ishchai, Baruch Atah Amen Aleinu. Obviously, we need an interesting quote. You know, if you open up the Adam, how do you open it? No. Say Aleph. Aleph is Aleph, Lamed, face of it. Right? Aleph. And Dalet is Dalet, Lamed, Taf. Right? Mem is Mem and a Mem. Right? They call it milui, whatever is hidden inside. So now you take the Adam out, so the extra thing that is hidden inside, put it together, what do you get? You didn't write it down?
That's it, the
Rav. One more time. Aleph, you had Lamed and face of it, right? And then Dalet, you had Lamed and Taf, Lamed and Taf. And then Mem, you have Mem. So you have the Mem. Then you have Lamed and face of it. And then you have Lamed and Taf. What do you get? It's very easy. No, just put the letter, extra thing that is hidden in Adam. You put it next to each other.
Oh.
Almost. Almost. You're almost there.
What did you get, Yoshua? Lama.
Huh? Why? No. Let me see what you did.
Mitpalel.
The letters hidden in Adam is mitpalel, that he prays.
So Mem minus the milui is
mitpalel. Mitpalel. So the Rebbe Yishai explains the whole essence of Adam, what is hidden inside of Adam, is to attach himself to Ribono Shel Olam. As you know, the term of tefillah we learn from Rachel Imenu Aleha Shalom. You know where?
From Rachel?
Yeah, from Rachel Imen. What happened to you today? From Rachel Imenu, she told us what the tefillah is about. What does Naftali means? Why she named them Naftali? So Pasuk says, Naftule Elohim Niftalti. The whole term that is used for tefillah is from petilot. Mm-hmm. Petilot. What is a petilot? It's all about how do you make it wick?
You twist it.
Yeah. So tefillah means you have to twist yourself into Ribono Shel Olam. That's what tefillah means. Twist! Yeah, to twist yourself to the tefillah, which I did, Rabbeinu Shalom. The Chidi Menor, Allah Shalom, told us That's what tefillah is all about. But there are all types of wicks that the people make. You can make a wick, chick-chack, no, twist it. You can do, you can do shacharit, musaf, kariyat Torah, and ne'ilah in 15 minutes. 15 minutes. With Mishabarach. With Mishabarach. It's a microwave week. Yeah. No, chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. Chalila v'chas. But here you see what a beautiful poem. That the whole essence is only Adam. To become Adam, you have to have the vikot to Ribono Shel Olam. Adam! What? Ki tagriv mikem. Mikem, from you, Korban Hashem. Nizkei Shehakadosh Baruch Hu yazeke otanu to be nice, stable weeks. Amen. Very long, long, heavy duty week. Ke tefilatenu merubah.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.